The worst guilt is to accept an unearned guilt. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Wellness Wednesday segment, we learn how to deal with guilt from our friend, Julia Christina. Enjoy.
I've been getting a lot of messages from many of you asking me to talk about guilt. This is a big topic, something that a lot of us struggle with. It's a complex topic, and it can get muddled in between a lot of other things like remorse and shame. And so we're going to talk about all three of those today, but mostly focusing on guilt in a couple different ways. When it comes to things that we've done that we feel guilty about, when it comes to how we play into other people's guilt, and when it comes to us laying guilt trips ourselves. We're going to clean this up so that we can stop feeling guilty when it's not necessary. And in the majority of the cases, it's not. But let's talk about guilt. Let's talk about this piece of the crap that holds us back, because it really does. So we do need to clear up a little bit for the intents of this teaching about the difference between guilt and shame and remorse, because we often use these terms intertwined. And even in a lot of the information out there and a lot of the articles out there and a lot of the definitions out there, it's not really clear which one is which. But I have sort of my own understanding of the difference between the three of them. And so I'm going to tell you that now. And that's what we're going to use here as we're talking about it today. So if we can look at guilt as an acknowledgement that I did something wrong, where we have this barometer, this way of knowing that what we did wasn't good. And so saying something like, I did something wrong, or I did something bad, that would be guilt. Shame is different. Shame is not acknowledging the action as something that we did that was bad. It's acknowledging ourselves as something that is bad. It goes down to that identity piece and thinking that if I did something wrong, I am something wrong. And then remorse is what we feel when we have done something that we're feeling guilty about and we wish we hadn't done it. So it's like regretting it and wishing it hadn't happened. So I hope that that helps to clear things up a little bit about the difference between the three. But first, let's dive into and talk a little bit more about guilt, because guilt is not always a bad thing. When used properly, guilt can be an actually helpful adaptive thing when it causes us to take a pause and take a step back and to question our behaviors, to question our intentions, to question our actions, to question what the outcome could be if we do this thing or don't do this thing. It can help keep us a little bit more in line if we have this barometer of like, hey, I don't want to do this because that wouldn't be a good thing and that would cause problems and I would feel really guilty if I created a bunch of problems, if I was a really mean person, if I did something really hateful and hurtful, I would feel bad and I don't want to feel bad about doing that stuff. And so I'm not going to do it. It can also be a good thing when we have done something bad. When we can take a step back and be like, hey, that wasn't cool. I feel bad about having done that. And I don't want to do that again because I don't like this feeling of feeling bad about having done something that was hurtful or harmful or hateful. So in that way, it can be used as a barometer. It can be used well when it keeps us being compassionate and being considerate. When it makes us conscious of our choices, guilt and empathy are often intertwined. And that's a good thing. We don't want to hurt other people. Empathy is about being able to feel with someone else, to be able to understand what someone else is going through, to be able to put ourselves in their shoes. And then guilt comes in when we acknowledge that we have done something that was hurtful or harmful to someone else, and not wanting to do that because knowing that we wouldn't want to have someone else do that to us. So in that regard, guilt is helpful. When it's not helpful, and there are a lot of ways it's not helpful, when we use it as a form of self-punishment, when we use it to tell ourselves that we're terrible people, and then that crosses over into shame. When we don't say, I made a mistake, that wasn't cool, I need to do something about this, I need to make this right. We tell ourselves, I am a mistake, I'm a terrible human being, I am a waste of space, I am a horrible person, whatever that is, and we turn that into shame, that is not helpful, it's not productive. It actually creates more unhealthy, unhelpful behavior because shame begets shame. When I feel like a terrible person, then my emotions are right up here at the surface because I'm in all of this shame right now, and I feel just like awful, then I'm likely to either lash out, right? Because we've got, if something happens that triggers us or that upsets us, we've got nowhere for it to go because we are filled to the brim with shame. We've got nowhere for it to go. We can't process it. We can't take a step back. We can't look at it. We can't understand it. We react, and then we end up doing or saying something hurtful or harmful again, which creates more shame. You see how that works? Or we turn to really unhealthy coping methods to try to numb the shame. So we turn to food or alcohol or incessant social media scrolling or shopping, compulsive shopping, any kind of destructive, unhelpful, compulsive behavior. It's a form of self-soothing because we feel so awful. It's a form of avoiding. It's not the healthy self-soothing. It is the numbing part of it.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.